With students of ILC and ILHS coming from a variety of states, it's not surprising that a few of you flew over the past Christmas break. In order to arrive home in the shortest amount of time, you, along with my family, that's the situation as well, headed to the airport in order to board a plane. But with concerns about terrorism being what they are, wasn't quite as simple as just showing up at the airport and stepping on board. The FAA has established a certain system by which you need to pass in order to gain access to the gates. Carry-on luggage is searched for dangerous or threatening items, and anyone who goes through the process is required to provide proof of his or her identity. Those over 18 are required to show one of these, a license, or some other form of identification issued by the government. Leave this at home, and you're not going to be getting very far. Ignore the regulations, and you are not going to succeed in your travel pursuits. That is but one example of the relatively common need to have some sort of pass to gain access to different things. For various reasons, a variety of venues are restricted to the general public. Different types of activities and locations are accessible only to those with the proper documentation. That applies to things in the realm of physical activities. It also applies to things spiritual. The most important of these, surely, is our pass to eternal life with God. As much as the Lord would love and dearly desires to have everybody join Him in paradise and eternity, there is but one way of gaining access to Him and that. Something of which the Apostle Paul speaks in his letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 11. He speaks of the eternal purpose which He, God, accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access, with confidence through faith in Him. Originally, we, along with the entire human race, were locked out. We were banished from the presence of the Holy God because of our own sin. All gates were shut when man transgressed. No entry for anyone unholy, no admittance to anyone impure. And that was a huge problem, of course, for everything that we say or do by nature is unholy and impure. Earlier in Ephesians, Paul states how we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just like the others. Our sinful condition not only barred us from the presence of the One who has the light and life that we need, it placed us under His divine wrath. We were doomed to perish, stranded in a sin-cursed world which had ahead of it only misery and destruction. Our identity cards by nature, so to speak, were covered with sin and iniquity, revealing us to be traitors, even terrorists of sorts, and therefore as those who could never gain access to the presence of the Holy God on our own. Thankfully, the One to whom we had forfeited all access graciously came to us. Our Heavenly Father sent His Son to pass through the heavenly gates, to travel to us, to take on our flesh, carry our sins to the cross, and there shed the blood in payment for every transgression, thereby clearing and removing the guilt and the condemnation. He was handed over to death for our trespasses and was raised for our justification. The sin which shut us out from God's presence was taken away. The guilt which barred us from the gates of glory was removed. The lack of righteousness with which we were born was supplied by His very own. And that had a fully transforming effect on our identities. Think of it as a double exposure on your license or your school ID card. God took the identity of every single person in the entire world and superimposed on them the image of His Son, You are still you, and I am still I, but God now sees you and me through Jesus. When he looks at us, he sees his Son and his Son's perfection. Show up at the gates of heaven now, and it's clear sailing into God's presence and the paradise that he has prepared. Show up, that is, with the correct ID in hand. Show up, that is, with faith that clings to Jesus Christ and places all confidence solely in his merits. That's the opposite of what the unbelieving world does. It has no faith in what God has done for us. It sees no benefit at all that Jesus came to do on our behalf. It's as though it leaves this wonderfully double-exposed identity at home, not bringing it to the throne, not bringing it to the gates. The unbelieving heart figures it can come before the presence of God on its own terms, standing on its own merit, doing its own thing. But to such individuals, the gates remain firmly locked. No access, no standing in the presence of a holy God, no reception of his life and light. To those who simply approach the gates with simple faith in Jesus, however, they open widely. Paul declares that Jesus Christ is the one in whom we have access to God with boldness and confidence through faith in him. The simple gift that we were given years ago, the gift of faith, is all that we need, and it's all that works to bring us into the presence of the Almighty and to receive from him the life and light that we need. Something which works for Jew and Gentile alike. In this season of Epiphany, we are reminded how God's grace has reached out and taken a hold also of us Gentiles. He came and preached, Paul says, to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. And when we have access to the presence of God, we have the guarantee of sharing in his eternal glory. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. With faith in hand, we have the ticket to eternal glory. And even before we enjoy the heavenly splendor promised to all who believe, access to God is that which guarantees the help and assistance that we need as we pass through earthly life. It is those who believe in Jesus who are invited to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Every person who's alive at this moment has gained access to the year 2008. But we are those who have received so very much more, much higher privilege, access to God through faith in Jesus. And that's really the only way to enter a new year, a new semester, a new week. For through faith in Jesus, we've been given access to the ears of God, assured that he who guides and protects and helps and blesses will be with us in the coming year. And through faith in Jesus, we've been given access to paradise itself, the gates of which are wide open, ready to receive us whenever the Lord calls us home. With Jesus, who is actually our new identity, we can pass through, head out, and move on with confidence. Amen. The hymn for this morning is hymn 129. 129.